So, welcome all once again back to the PZB podcast. So, we are back with yet another edition. This time, we are discussing the Bundesliga champions, that are Bayern Munich. So, before I would like to start, I would like to remind you all to subscribe our channel and also to visit our group, description of which is given below. So, I would like to welcome two Bayern fans here, Asim and Wahaba, representing Bayern today. So, could you just wave to the audience? So, first of all, I would like to ask Asim, how's the feeling to win Bundesliga again?
It's a great feeling to win the Bundesliga for the ninth time. Like, the excitement is same, even though even if we win it for the ninth time.
So, moving on to Wahaba. So, a bit more excited than Asim, or is it a feeling you have been used to until now?
No, it's obviously a great feeling, because winning the title for 9 consecutive season is obviously a big deal. And especially for this season, this is the only title we have been able to get hold on. So, yeah, happy with it.
So, as Wawa mentioned, that it is the only title that you have been able to win. And Bayern season is judged only on the Champions League, whether you win the Champions League or not. And this season, unfortunately, Lewandowski got injured at the wrong time. So, what do you think, Asim, went wrong in the Champions League this season?
This point is completely based from a PSG game. In the first leg, we let some easy goals in. Then we didn't convert our chances. In the second leg, Sané's decision making was not at the point. We created chances, but we couldn't finish it. Lewandowski could have made difference, I feel.
So, as Asim said, that Lewandowski could have made the difference. So, Wahaba, do you think any other injuries made an impact as well?
Well, obviously, Lewandowski's injuries made a very big impact, because in the first leg, we literally created 31 shots, and with him, we could have maybe created more, and obviously he could have helped us in finishing. Like, we were aimlessly searching for a finisher on the field, and our defense was not at all up to mark. And even, it's hard to say, but Neuer made a mistake, the first goal from Mbappe. And especially we lost the game at Allianz Arena only. The second leg was better played, and I was very happy with our defense a bit. The fact coming from Lucas Hernandez, he was quite good. I was disappointed with Sané, obviously. But, well, it is like, as Pep said, we lost the game in the least embarrassing way. So, I will take that and move on.
So, now Wahaba mentioned defense. So, on this note, Asim, I would like to ask you, you're not really selling Alaba, but he's leaving you. And you have signed Upamecano from Leipzig to replace him. So, what are your feelings about this? Mixed feelings, or are you happy that Alaba is being replaced by a better defender?
Like, I'm happy and sad at the same time. Happy because we are like getting a much better defender than Alaba, and sad because Alaba is leaving. Upamecano will bring the stability in the defense.
So, Wahaba, you have also weakened another rival, Leipzig, again by taking their manager and their star defender. So, that would be another boost in search of 10th title. What do you think?
Upamecano has been quite good, and he's good with the ball, and he's, in fact, taking in consideration with Alaba right now, is quite better than him. And he has some flaws, but I guess he's very young and he can improve that. And yes, it will be quite good. And I'm more interested, as I said, in Lucas in our defense. So I'm looking forward to a Lucas and Upamecano duo in our defense to make it stronger.
And thoughts on Nagelsmann?
Okay, so Nagelsmann, well, Bayern has taken the risk this time because we have paid the record amount of fees, transfer fees for our coach. And it is very understandable that we, Bayern is not, like, we are not looking for a instant impact. Like, it obviously, we will, like, we are not, we don't want the CL literally next season or something. It will take some time. And so we have given him the 5 years contract. And it is risky, but I hope it works out. He's a good coach, he's a quite good coach, and he has trained young talent. Now we will be training players older than him. So let's see.
So on this note, so Asim, do you think it would have been better instead of giving all this money to buy Nagelsmann, giving it to Flick instead to buy the players he wanted?
That could have been done. We could have spent it on backups. That could have, like, that might have not resulted in Flick leaving the club. Like, that's one of the reasons. That's not the main reason behind Flick resigning. But I think the board could have done better.
What are the other reasons you could think of Flick resigning?
He got a call up from the national team. Obviously, like, from Flick's point of view, obviously, will choose national team over the club. So, I think that's the main reason.
So, I've observed this trend of that all the Bayern fans usually support Germany. That is just a common thing. So, if you were to choose that, if I were to say Champions League for Bayern or World Cup for Germany, what would you choose?
Hey, see, we have more.
So, second highest in Champions League and also third highest in Champions League and also second highest in World Cup. So you have got enough of both of them. In what would you like to taste again?
World Cup for Germany.
Okay. And Wahaba?
Well, World Cup maybe. It's hard to choose actually, but I will go for a World Cup, though I know World Cup is not coming maybe. But okay, I will go with World Cup.
Now that we are on this topic, so Loeb has obviously, I've heard rumors about Muller being picked up again. So what do you think, how influential has he been in the last two seasons for Bayern?
Muller has been quite influential, and like as I've always say, he's a very important player and probably the most important player in our lineup. And yeah, like if he doesn't play for us, it's visible on field literally that someone is absent and the players don't play exactly the way when Muller is there. He is just needed. Like, I don't know what will happen to us once he retires. And I think we might face a different situation when he leaves. So, but him joining Germany, I am not too optimistic about it under Low because things under lower is not working out recently, as we have all seen.
So, Asim, I would like to bring something fun to this segment now that we have moved past some serious discussion. If you were to hold on to one player between Robert Lewandowski and Joshua Kimmich, who would you retain at Bayern and whom would you sell?
I will hold on Kimmich and sell Lewandowski.
Any reason?
See, Kimmich is right now, he's at his peak, even Lewandowski at his peak, but Lewandowski is kind of older, and as per like rumors, Kimmich will be a new captain, so that's it. Okay. Like in the future.
So, thinking about the future. So Vava, I would like to remove the age criteria for you. If you were to see, who would you want to see leave? Muller or Neuer?
Oh my God. No, I can't see Noah leaving. So I will go for Muller. He's literally my idol.
Bye, Thomas Muller, along with his horses.
I'm being biased, or I don't know what, but I can't see Noah leaving. It will literally be the saddest day in my life.
So now
he could play forever.
Not good for the other teams, unless he makes mistakes like he did in the first leg.
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
So, Now, Asim, I would like to ask, you have won 9 titles. You have obviously seen a lot of players play for you over this time. So what would be your top 5 of the Bayern list? Top 5 players you have seen for Bayern in this decade? Basically, when you've won all these titles. You have won all these titles from 2013 to now, what is 2021? If you could list out 5 Bayern players.
Neuer, like, this is in no particular order. So okay. Neuer, Lahm, Müller, Lewandowski, and Boateng.
So no Robin, no Ribery.
I've like picked from each one of the, or like you can replace Boateng with Robin or Ribery.
So you are leaving one out for sure.
Yeah.
So what I would like to ask both of you, Robin or Ribery, which one do you like better?
If we go unbiasedly, I guess it's Ribery, but I am going to choose Robin because of the special moment which he gave us.
PL final goal. Or sorry, PL final penalty miss.
Oh. No.
So,
I wish that Sane takes the lesson from him, like the way Robin costed us. I wish Sane also sees that and thinks of something the next season, this season.
So, your top 5?
Neuer, Lahm, Robin, Ribery, Müller.
No Lewandowski, no Schweinsteiger.
Yeah. It's tough, but I will choose it.
Okay. So, any upcoming talents or what can I say? Next Bayern Munich signings that you are looking at from your own league, Bundesliga?
No, not as such.
Nagelsmann already told that he won't buy anyone from Leipzig.
We have already got one from Leipzig. Though Bayern will be going for...
Actually, two.
We will be going for 2-3 more players, as I was reading somewhere. But I don't know. We should go for a backup winger. We should go for a backup striker also, because Choupo-Moting is just... And also try to sell off Saar somehow. So I don't know who will buy him. So I guess that's the 3 position our coach will be looking for. If he goes for RWB, then it will, if he choose to play 3-4-3, that might be. No, right now I don't have any problem. I wish. Memphis would have been a good choice, but he is already linked with Barcelona.
So, Asim, would you not like Haaland at your club after Lewandowski leaves?
Why will he want to be a bench warmer?
After Lewandowski leaves, because
after
he
Lewandowski,
won't be there forever.
But he will be already signed with Barca or Man City, then why will he leave them? Like, I will obviously like him at Bayern, but...
So, next question to both of you guys. So, Lewandowski obviously lost the Ballon d'Or last season as it was not conducted. Now, he has a great chance of winning again, taking Gerd Müller's record. So, do you think this record right now means more to you because what he missed out on last year, and this is his best bet to win Ballon d'Or again, which he obviously deserves?
If he performs in Euros, then I think he should win it. Everything depends on Euros right now. Also, on how De Bruyne performs in UCL or how to...
Basically, 2021 Ballon d'Or will be given on the basis of this whole year. So, it depends on Euros, and he will be playing for Poland. So, it depends how he performs. And yes, if he breaks the Gerd Müller's record, it's obviously a great achievement for him. Nobody has been able to break it for 50 long years. So, he will be getting the golden boot at least. Let's see.
First golden boot for you guys to flaunt against all the Suarez fans.
I have many things in noted down for Suarez. Once he wins, I will bring those up.
For all the things you are just another reminder, if you want to see all those things, you would have to join the group, which is again in the description below. promotion never does anyhow. So around 30 minutes podcast is done. This would be all people watch. So thank you, Asim and Vahaba, for sharing your experiences and Bayern Munich with us. We hope we lose the Bundesliga again next year, so we can finally see a competition.
No, we need to win that for 10 consecutive.
Actually, next
years.
Season will be, I think it will be a...
Yeah, it can be more interesting because fun fact...
Bayern winning by 2 points then. That is all interesting. You can
two matches earlier, Ross lost to Bayern and Nagelsmann lost to VVV. So it will be interesting, but honestly, I will want my club to win 10 consecutive titles because Juventus already has 9 and break the record. And after that, okay.
There's a lot of merry-go-round in Bundesliga regarding managers. Everybody has a new manager. So it is not just you who is in transition. All the teams are. So I think it will be by
and it has,
due to sheer quality.
Let's see.
Maybe we can, like, if Dortmund can hold on Haaland, then I think they have a chance. Like, Marco Rose can bring.
Dortmund has quite a good chance. Even in 2019, Dortmund, even 2 or 3 days before, no, until the final match day, they were leading. And it depended on whether we win or they win. And we won, and they probably won the match or lost the match. Probably lost the match, and so they lost the title.
5-1.
That
is where I lost hope in Bundesliga.
And that was a very special match because that was a farewell
match for Robben
and
legend Rafinha.
And that was literally the last match we had a beer show, and it was not during COVID. And after that, everything got.
So if someone were to challenge you for Bundesliga next season, who do you think it would be? Leipzig or Dortmund? Who's your pick?
Both of them.
One of them. You have to choose one of them. If who would take you to the wire? I don't think both of them have the capability.
Okay, if I have to choose, if Bellingham stays, if Sancho stays, if Haaland stays, then obviously Dortmund should.
And Nasim?
Even I think Dortmund can challenge us.
Any other thing you would like to share before I close off? So that is all for today. We have been very much enriched by the opinions of Bayern fans. We hope you all stay safe and stay at home in this COVID time. So Bayern fans have obviously something to celebrate. Me as a Liverpool fan has nothing to celebrate right now. So hope you all stay home and stay safe.